former executive press officer David Gordon with me this morning, former editor of The Nolan Show as well. So you got a chance to work closely with both Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness before the fall of the executive, David. What was your experience of him, seeing him behind the scenes?
Steve, I just want to start by expressing my condolences to his family, his friends, his colleagues. He was something of a father figure to many people he worked with, and his loss will be felt very strongly in a lot of places. I think, like a lot of people, I remember Martin McGuinness for the personal touch, the charm of a man who was the same with everyone, that sort of friendly, down-to-earth approach. And you had to use the charm too. I think he charmed everyone from being Paisley to the Queen.
Well, a story that I touched upon earlier, David. You and I both, when you and I were working together, we were brought up on a couple of occasions to be told off by Martin McGuinness.
Yeah, I do remember that, and I upped the interview as well. And he had an ability to tell you off in a way that he wasn't shouting and roaring. He made you feel guilty.
Correct.
And that, you know,
that's right.
And we also saw a kind of mischievous sense of humour. I recall going up one time for an interview, and I don't remember the details, but there was some problem going on at the executive at the time. I don't think he and Peter Robinson were getting on that well. And he actually took great delight in sitting you down at the executive table and taking a picture of you, and I think he may even tweeted it.
That's right.
Just for the mischief of it. So there was that side to him.
But that bit that we noticed, just that snapshot, David, that you and I noticed when we went up there together, it was that ability, I guess, to create a warmth in a room.
Yeah.
That he used politically.
There's no doubt about it. I remember hearing, I don't even know who the politician was, I remember hearing years ago about a unionist politician expressing exasperation that Martin McGuinness was, quote, impossible to dislike. And I think that's why he was a central figure to building up the political institutions. I mean, he's a divisive figure too, there's no doubt about that. We've heard that on the show this morning. He had a big role in the troubled past as well as in building the peace and never shied away from his past. But, you know, there's a lot of hurt out there still. Clear today, even in what we hear, and you know that has to be acknowledged. A lot of hurt right across the community, but you know I think we have to realise for all our problems, we are in a much better place than we were, and that you know my children grew up in a much better place than I did.
And do you put that down?
And I think
some of that down to him.
Key role in building that and taking personal risk for that as well. And you know you're talking about personal experiences. I'm thinking of what Kate Carroll, you mentioned her husband being killed by dissidents in 2009 and Martin McGuinness denouncing the killers as traitors to Ireland. And Kate Carroll said quite recently, all I can say is what I saw of him, about Martin McGuinness. All I can say is what I saw of him. What I saw, he was trying very, very hard to make that difference. And, you know, that's what he was like. And often the same with whoever he was dealing with, whether it was visiting dignitaries or people working at Stormont. There was that personal touch.
And David, you then had an experience that not very many journalists have, you know, holding a government to account and holding someone like Martin McGuinness to account and then representing him and working for him. So what did you see of him when you were working for him behind the scenes in terms of how he handled pressure, how he handled relationships with the DUP? What about his skills as a politician?
Yeah, something I was talking to this morning described him as a press officer's dream in the sense that, you know, he had a fine turn of phrase and the ability to front up in a situation and, you know, and that skill was the right word at the right time. I think often I've heard people in politics and even in journalism wondering about, you know, Sinn Féin, is it really in their long-term goal to make devolution work? Well, I saw up close there was that commitment to making the institutions work and none more so than with Martin McGuinness.
Did you like him?
I did like him. I mean, you have to take people as you find them. He was good to me. You know, as a man who jointly appointed me to the post. I saw him and Arlene Foster working together at executive meetings. It doesn't quite fit in with the caricature we hear a lot now as well. He was always one for the banter, football or either items like that. And, you know, a man who did like, did, you know, as Naomi Long was saying, big commitment to his family. So,
and is there, do you think there would have been a sadness within him that one of the last political acts in his political career was bringing down the executive?
Yeah. No, I'm sure that was there. And that was a very striking moment when in that room, when he announced his resignation and afterwards, you know, went round and shook hands with everybody in the room. And, you know, you get an immediate sense there.
You were there, were you?
Yes, I was.
And was that like he was saying goodbye because he knew he was ill?
I think there was an immediate sense of everybody there that he knew just how seriously ill he was. And, you know, it was quite a poignant moment. And it's clear, you know, you've heard it already, there will be people, you know, who won't be joining the tributes, and that'll be the same on, for some on the Republican side as well as Unionist loyalists. But, you know, as again, Naomi Long said, people don't make peace with their friends, they make peace with enemies.
How will you remember him, David?
I just remember him, that serious politician at Stormont, the guy with a kind word for everybody and a personal touch for everybody, a bit of a twinkle in his eye. And a man who was, for whatever happened and the collapse, he meant it when he said that he wanted to make the thing work.
David Gordon, thank you very much indeed.